Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is a very special show because today is the first show that we actually have a sponsor, the Open Mind Center, which is located in Roswell, Georgia, is sponsoring our show this morning. And so we'll tell you a little bit about the Open Mind Center later on, but we thank them so much for being our first sponsor of Oracle Friday. Hey, Dr. Reggie, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Cynthia. Good morning, Bill.
Well, good morning to both of you.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Let me tell everybody how to get call in this morning. Bill, first of all, you guys know Bill. He does the energy healing work and the dowsing, and he's an intuitive and a medium. He's visited with us before, had a huge, huge energy infusion show, and twice, as a matter of fact. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yeah, we did it twice, and quite a listening audience, I must admit.
Yeah, and Bill was one of the first guests that we had on Oracle Friday. He inaugurated our Oracle Friday, I believe. And so we're so grateful to have him back. If you would like to have a reading with Bill this morning, please dial 914-338-0590. And you must press 1 in order to get in the queue in order to speak with Bill and ask your question. Now, as I go through the queue, the way I identify if you're on the air is I will call out your area code. Some people forget their area code. Some people forget their telephone number. Some people put us on hold and go somewhere else. You know, I don't know. But anyway, I will say that I will call out your area code, and that will let you know that you're on the air. All righty. So that number again to call in is 914-338-0590. We do not begin Oracle Friday until Dr. Reggie can pour his blessings over us and that we can shift our energy to bring in the angels and the masters and everything else. So we want everybody to take in a deep breath. Oh. And Dr. Rachel, take us into our morning prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving and gratitude. The first law of being, we ask that this broadcast is specially blessed today, leaning on your power to dispense divine information, divine healing, and your divine laws to be fulfilled on every level through the person of Bill Bowers and through the broadcast station. We thank you for the shrine of the Circle of Prosperity and its inauguration to do commercials and do wonderful things to improve the quality of life in community and in each individual person. We launch this energy to go forth as a cosmic power and a blanket on people to be healed and to be helped and to ascend in their masterful energy under the auspices of the Holy Spirit. And we believe this is so. And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. Okay. 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to have a reading with Bill. So, Bill.
Yes, Cynthia.
What is going on with you these days? What do you want to talk to us about today?
Well, first of all, I'll give everyone an update on what's going on. I used to live in Asheville, North Carolina the last time. No, that's not true. I'd already moved to Florida. I live in Siesta Key Beach on Sarasota, Florida. And this is where 12 years ago I had become a mystic. The beach here, which is where I live, right across the street from the water, the beach here has quartz crystal sand. That means how that happened was the Appalachian Mountains had crumbled, the top of the mountains had crumbled at some point in history and washed ashore here to the beach on just this beach on Siesta Key. It is confection sugar fine and it is quartz crystal. So when you walk that beach, the feeling, the overwhelming feeling of spirituality, a sense of heightened senses are there. And I moved back here to do more of my national work because there's something about this beach that is so very replenishing. Since we last spoke, or the last time I was on the air, we did have some discussion about dowsing. In fact, I had done, with those people that had called in, a few people had asked for a diagnostic on the dowsing wheel. Since then, so much has developed. We've helped people with autism. The dowsing system and the energy that I work with this now has building. You know, anything you do, of course, with practice, you get better. But what's happened here with the dowsing system is that not only is it an accurate way of finding the blocks you have in your life that are obvious, some of them are not obvious. I'm able to combine that with mediumship and with the other things I do, and it's been one of the busiest years I've had last year because of the blessing of having developed this technique for the long-distance frequency work with dowsing.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about energy here on Circles of Prosperity, because, and I think that we're moving into a time where everything is about, everything will be about energy and frequency. I know in the medical field, there is this machine, and there's a whole story about how this guy developed this machine and how he just kind of came in and he disappeared. But this machine can actually heal by changing the frequency, bringing the organ into its correct frequency.
That's exactly right.
And so, you know, energy is unseen, but it's just so powerful, and it eliminates the time and distance in terms of what you can do in your work in particular, that healing.
Well, that's a totally accurate description of what can happen. On top of that, what that machine does, we also can do with our intention. And I'm very excited to announce that I am working with the Buddha Maitreya Monastery in California. The nuns and the monks there are making pendulums that are so powerful with sacred geometry and crystal that I find that the healing that I'm doing is even deeper, because these tools, which are wrapped in wire and copper and sacred geometry wrapped in them, they're beautiful to look at. It seems to, with the magnets and the gold that are wrapped up in these pendulums, it seems to just really cut through time and space. I mean, I've been dowsing for, 5 years now? And it was good enough then, but they're making custom pendulums for me to be able to work with people and other technology to help larger groups of people. Because, quite frankly, energy work can be draining on the practitioner. You can actually get exhausted and depleted. You have to be careful. It's not just just spinning a pendulum.
Right.
The good news is more and more people are susceptible and open to the frequency work and expect healings. And because of that, it's a co-creative way that both the client and myself can work together. Because I work with people for a good 7-8 weeks. And I keep in touch with them to let them know through the dowsing system their progress.
just about every other person I meet is a Reiki master now, so we know something is going on. People are people are making adjustment and looking at it as an alternative mode of healing.
Right.
You know, something that you were saying, and this thought keeps coming through my mind, is that the beach where you are is quartz crystal, and you know, crystal amplifies the energy.
It does. You
are doing this dowsing work on an entire beach that is crystal, and it's amplifying the work, you know, the energy even more so. So, wow.
That's You're absolutely just... right. I've got clients all over the U.S. and some are out of the country, and there's something about my being on a key or an island on the barrier reef where that gets sent across the water. Also, I do ritual and prayer for a lot of clients during sunset. And it's been pretty miraculous, the kind of sunsets that we have here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There was one sunset where I actually got in the water to cleanse myself because of that prana energy. And I had 12 manatee all around me. 12. It was kind of awe-inspiring for sure. And what's good about even this morning for the listeners is I have my pendulum here. I have the charts. I can do a free assessment on one block that someone might have that they may not even be aware of. Or if they are to call in and say, well, I would like a reading, we can go into both what I normally do, which is my mediumship, but also get a dowsing example of what block, because there's 56 different categories that are energetically blocking us, and sometimes we're not aware of what they are.
Wow. Well, let's go to our first caller this morning. Good morning. Area code 714. You're on the air with Bill Bowers.
Good morning. My name is Loopy.
Hey, Loopy. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Do you have a question for Bill this morning?
I would like to have a reading.
Okay. Is there any particular area that you want to focus on?
I feel like I'm stuck. I don't know to move forward, but I do believe in a lot.
Okay. So.
Okay, Loopy, you know, as far as being stuck, do you have any particular area in your life where you just feel just overall in general that that's the case? What would be the one thing that would help you to feel freed up? Is it about finances? Is it about health? Is it about where you live? What's the one thing that is the, what is a big block that comes to mind for you right now?
Financial.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty common one, isn't it?
Yes.
Most people are dealing with financial challenges, and it's, as far as I'm concerned in my personal life, it is the easiest one to overcome. Because as Dr. Reggie says, God ain't broke. But yet sometimes the system is broke, and the lack of employment can be broke. And when you hear on the news and your neighbors and your own experience that there is not enough money, there's too many more bills than there are money going out, that can have an effect on your ability to send out the signal to attract the things that you need. So let's do this. Let's take, since we're talking about dowsing, and I have all my new toys here with my pendulums, let's look at if there's any block that you have that we can take off, okay? So I have your permission to douse, yes, and I'm going to ask pendulum, the 56 set points, what would be the number one thing that is blocking Lupe? Is it a single digit? Yes. And what number is it? 27. Category 27 is self-sabotage, self-punishment, mental programming, and not enough self-nurturing. So let's ask, this is regarding money, okay? So it's very high. The pendulum is showing me that there is a 70% negative charge around your ability to receive and take in money. 70% charge negative. So on the wheel, which is a circle, you can go from 1 to 100 positive side, 1 to 100 negative side, and it's 70%. That means for you, and for really a good portion of the listeners this morning, American culture has changed so much in what its ideals were, how we were raised, and where we are now. And so collectively, Lupe is not the only one, but all of us had felt the crunch and the effect of mental programming regarding money. So self-sabotage means that there are things that you think, say, and do that limit you from being able to receive money because of preconceived ideas that it cannot happen. I'm going to take the pendulum I have, and I'm spinning it in a counterclockwise way for Lupe. I want you to see yourself being showered with light. You're in a shower stall in the bathroom, in the shower, a shower of light, working on you, coming down, washing away any self-sabotage, self-punishment, mental programming, in the belief that there is not a flow to the financial abundance, and we're going to see that it's spinning counterclockwise in such a way that I can feel it. And it's moving off some of the things that you're not aware of that you do, and some of the things that you do. Number one, how do I feel about the possibility of surprise money? Now, that's a good one. It just cleared. The pendulum has now stopped counterclockwise spin, and now I'm going to take the same pendulum and spin it clockwise. I get it going, and then it works on its own. One of the things, Lupe, that I would suggest you do while we're doing this energy work is to start feeling that you're about to receive and expect surprise money. In other words, in your history, especially where you are and what you've come to today, there's the belief that I have to work for money. There's the belief that I have to, on my back, hour per hour, receive income. That limits a good 40% of the universe to be able to give and send you money in ways you would not have thought of. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. For instance, how many times throughout the year, and especially the holidays, someone decides to give us a gift? Like, if someone noticed that you needed or would like to have more flowers or plants in the house, someone rings the bell and says, look, I've got extra, this is for you. You didn't expect it, you were surprised, someone else noticed, and you received. If I came to you and I said, oh, it's your birthday, or this is appreciation for you as an employee, and handed you a wrapped gift that was a gift-wrapped box to you that you were not expecting, that's a surprise. You don't even know what's in the box yet. Someone's thought of you to give you something that would be something that would aid and assist and encourage your life. Do you see where I'm going?
Yes, that's
allow for asking. I'm going to ask for Dr. Reggie, for Cynthia, for myself, and for Lupe to all expect this next week some form of surprise income that you didn't know was coming. Because what you basically do when we do that is we open up the door of possibility by having the universe say, I hear you, I'm on it. I hear you, I'm ready to go. You need to be able to give the universe something to bless.
Amen.
So I know that if someone says, I have a surprise and I'm bringing it, that sense of anticipation is what's blocked. I had a situation where I wasn't able to work in the month of January because of an illness, and it really set me back as far as my regular income because I'm self-employed, but I have always had total faith that I'll be taken care of. I can't begin to tell you, because I used this principle myself just last Monday, just knowing that within a 100-mile radius, I went across the street to the beach, which isn't hard to do. And Lupe, I sat there and I thought, there are people that need what I do, and I have a service that I want to find the people that need me. So I'm asking, and I actually asked my relatives who have passed, like my grandfather, I said, please, you are my Indian runners and my Indian scouts. Please send to me the people I can be of service to, and send to me, let me find them, and they will find me. Now look, your body Lupe, just took in, we just spun the pendulum positive, Archangel Michael, that the ability to receive surprise money, and your body took it in 80% positive. So we went from 70 negative, because this is being measured, and we used the pendulum and turned it around, and we now see that you are 80% clear as of this morning of the ability of receiving surprise money. And it is my belief that the reason why I got that your way out is the concept of surprise money is because you will then have more trust in the unseen, more trust in not knowing. And by doing that and opening that door, that fresh air of surprise, you're allowing spirit to work with you more than feeling you have to do it yourself.
That is very true.
So how did that make you feel? I think just coming into the real awareness of the block helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes, I even felt it on my left hand. I felt it really strong.
Wow. I'm also going to suggest, and I'm not really trying to push this, but we are in the book study of the Law of Attraction. And if you go back and listen to our archives this week, it really talks about this divine energy that is within us and that abundance is all around us right now, but we have to clear the way for it to come in. So I would listen to the lesson on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, this week's lesson in particular, because it's all focused on shifting your energy to receive. Okay? You want to continue?
I listened to it twice this week already.
Good. So what he's saying to you, you totally got it.
It's very true. Yes.
Right.
Very true.
Well, the other thing, just one more last thing for Lupe before you take another caller, is that sometimes the self-sabotage can actually be almost satanic without realizing it. Because even in Kabbalah and in other stories, in Christian stories as well as in Hindu, that when we have negative energies that block us, the main vibration is unworthiness. And most talented, most beautiful, loving people on the earth who are innocent as to negativity or as to doing up, you know, practicing the dark side of selfishness, stealing, trying to get ahead in unrighteous ways, are usually being attacked by the dark side of the universe and by the dark side rather than get religious about it, but that, you know, light workers and people who have the best intentions usually are targets for the dark side, and the best way that we also can be taken down against, let's say, enemy or dark forces is the belief system of unworthiness. So as you, again, allow and receive surprise money, it could also come in the form of an idea as well. You might receive an idea, and you have skills and ideas that you have, that you do, that you take for granted, that others would pay for. So, in closing, with your reading, as Dr. Reggie says, God ain't broke. I'm open to receive and co-create a full-time business with God and the divine.
God and the divine. Amen. Yeah.
All right, Lupe, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you very much. It was so true.
We want to hear from you with the surprise news of how it came about, because it's not going to look like anything you think it can, and that's what's so beautiful about it.
It's because I always give all my life, and it is true because I never received. It's very true what you tell me now, because I'm older. I've been like that now.
You know, flowers have been known to turn to the light of sun to grow. I mean, there are certain flowers like sunflowers. They just turn in the direction of the sun. That's all you need to turn in the direction of the light of source energy. And then all you
do. And I love flowers. I love flowers.
Well, you know what? There you go. Here's a symbolic homework for you. You treat yourself, whether you get it at the supermarket, you treat yourself to fresh flowers every week.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
As a symbol of, I'm now ready to receive the blessings and the beauty of life. The surprise.
That's a great idea. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
I like the idea of cut flowers every week to have it on the table, to have it available.
Just a reminder of how abundant the universe is. It's just waiting for us to say, yes, I want, I desire. Good morning. Area code 404, you're on the air. Area code 404. Hello? The last four digits of your number is 1025. Did that ring a bell? Let's go to the next caller. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm wonderful this morning. How are you?
Great.
What's your name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, do you have a question for Bill Bowers this morning?
Yes, I do. It's actually similar to what he was talking to, with the last caller. Emotional blocks, the feeling of unworthiness, what to do about it.
You know what? The minute I heard your voice, I went ahead with the pendulum and I started. Category number 7, negative thought forms on the person and on the person's property. So negative thought forms are actually thoughts that come up because they are around you. And let's see what percentage. So you have 60% around you, like secondhand smoke, negative thought form. Actually, it's gone up to 70. Okay. So your name again?
Kimberly.
Yeah.
Kimberly,
one of the things that happens to us is we are influenced by who we associate with. Do you agree?
I agree.
Okay. So if you're at work, whatever you do, and you have coworkers, if you are driving to work and you have the radio on, the media, if you're talking to friends that you respect and they're having a hard time and they're having a crabby day or they're sharing with you a burden they have, all of those things, like perfume, like incense, like someone smoking and you're not smoking, you now have it on you. So there are negative thought forms all around you that you're picking up as your own. Do you know that they say, that the medical profession has proven, that when you walk into a place where, thank God most public places do not have public smoking anymore, or smoking is not allowed, but when you go into a room where there is smoke, or even if you go into an area where someone's cooking and there's fumes from the food that's being cooked, secondhand smoke is stronger and more detrimental to your health than the actual intake of the smoker themselves. And so many, many times when we receive or take in fumes that are not healthy, it takes 7 years to get out of the lymphatic system and in the fat tissues of the body. This is for smokers. Why I'm saying this is because when we have negative thought forms around us regarding anything, they enhance the vibration of what is through our thoughts. So I am taking the pendulum right now, and I want you to make sure your legs are uncrossed.
They are.
Okay, and I want you to visualize above your head it's a large teardrop, and inside that teardrop is a third eye.
Okay.
That eye is the eye of the all-seeing eye across the all and across the divine, removing from you and dripping down to your head like holy water, a blessing of washing and clearing all negative thought forms that are not yours.
Okay.
Things that come up into your mind out of the blue that are negative or fearful or worrisome because you're actually taking on other people. Negative thought form. There, it's done. It's now stopping. Raise the frequency of the Christ consciousness, and your grandmother on your mother's side is with you. And she also has had the gift of healing and blessing people through prayer. Is she alive, your grandmother and your mother's side?
Yes, she's alive.
Okay. Well, ask her to pray with you and for you, because she energetically, with intention, she's got great faith. And she actually can actually pray for you and think on you to keep you shielded from some of the negative thought forms around you.
Okay.
Now, Kimberly, I have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being empty and 10 being really, really full, how negative do you think you are as a person as far as optimism or faith? And be honest with yourself.
5.
Now, yeah. That came, you had no, do you hear how quickly she responded? She knows. Let's change that ratio to being 100% positive for the rest of the day. And as we take the pendulum now, and it's spinning in the opposite direction, it's a beautiful, clear crystal wrapped in magnets and gold and copper wiring all around it. It's a beautiful pendulum I'm using. Imagine if you are being showered and cleansed, and this is for Cynthia as well, showered and cleansed with any vestige of someone else's opinions and worries and fears. There we go. It's winding down. Your body accepted it 90%. You are so ready for miracles like this to happen for you, like Lupe. So now
yeah.
We've got Dr. Reggie and Bill Bowers and Cynthia and Lupe and now Kimberly together as a grid, as a geometric shape, working together, clearing any negative thought forms off of us that we've been taking in that are affecting our belief in finance, in health, and in struggle, and letting it dissipate. But I love your grandma. She's a big help for you, so take advantage of her. You've got a little mystic. You have a holy woman there on your mother's side. What's her name?
Her name is Lena.
Yeah. Are you close to her?
Yes, very.
Well, get closer.
Okay.
she is so willing to be on the job that she would light up like a little kid to think that we had a conversation about her on the radio and that the Holy Spirit said that she needs to get to work and start praying on behalf as if she was an oracle herself for you and
okay.
her family. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It'll work.
Okay.
All righty, Kimberly.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a good day. Great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, Bill, you are just on the money this morning. On the money.
We are talking about finances.
Yes, I know. That's just amazing. You know, we have another call. I wonder if they're back on the phone yet. Area code 404, are you there now? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, how are you this morning?
Oh, fine.
You missed our first call.
Because I had it on mute.
Couldn't get those buttons working really fast.
I couldn't get the button working.
So, what's your name?
Brenda.
Brenda. Oh, hey, Brenda.
Brenda, I have a message for you. One of the things that you really have lost is to be excited and inspired about life. The ability to, you know, when we find a new toy, we find a new place, new group of friends, we're inspired when something good's happening. Or if we're going to be going on a trip, we get inspired, especially if it's something that we have an interest in. But for the last 3 months, it's been hard for you to be inspired in your heart of hearts, because it's like you're just getting by, you know, going through the motions. The quality of life, the quality of joy, the quality of I'm glad to be alive and I love what I do and I love my week is not there. And sometimes because of the nature of, you know, our country and the nature of where we are right now, we can go through the motions of even doing the things that used to be inspiring to us, but they're not anymore. Am I right about this? Are you finding yourself either bored or confused?
Yep.
Well, it's got to stop because, you know, regardless of what anybody has to do for work, say you work a full-time job or say you do something part-time and then you get involved with your church and then you help the kids and then you help the family, it's like being on a hamster wheel, whether it's a fast wheel or a slow wheel. But you, above everything else, want to receive, coming down from heaven, a golden present. It's coming down from the central sun, coming down what looks like almost a light that's like a thin dental floss into the brain, coming down that channel, this gift, and it's stopping right above your head. The wrapping falls apart, the lid opens up, and a golden word of inspiration to come down into the head, to come down behind the eyes, so you start seeing things with vision, coming down into the throat. My throat's starting to choke a little, to clear it out. People, you don't feel, hear you or listen to you. They just don't listen. You're not being seen, you're not being heard, but that's being cleared. And now this word of inspiration settles into the heart. In fact, I'm going to take a very large pendulum with a cobalt blue crystal and a silver dome. It's wrapped in dodecahedron, a geometric shape. We want to burst open the heart to find new inspiration, so that you're so excited you can't wait to get involved in something that really, really floats your boat. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, I'm starting to feel it in my stomach. So in the beginning of this program, we talked about receiving and expecting a surprise. Expect in 12 days, starting this moment from now to the 12th day, you can call me back or call Cynthia back or let us know. Something comes your way in regard of life purpose work and life purpose action, life purpose interest in study that just absolutely brings to you a direction that you've not thought of. Okay. And look at it as if it was an occupation. If you're giving the keys to the theme parks here in Florida, in Orlando, say it was Universal Studios or the Magic Kingdom, and it was given it for you and your family only to have the whole theme park yourself, wouldn't that be wild? Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Let's go on this ride. Let's go on that ride. You know, I want to hang out with Mickey, and you kids, you can hang out with Goofy, whatever. But the whole idea of being in a theme park, there'd be endless possibilities of what to do for the day. And that inspiration can come from a movie, from a book that just jumps off the shelf, from someone inviting you to an experience, whether it's a production of a play or anything at all, that you need inspiration to do the work that will use your skills. And I don't even want to say to do work, to do the life and the fun that you can have. Are you in a relationship? Are you married?
No.
No. Okay. So another thing is soulmates to come into your life that may not necessarily just be partners, but soulmates that see what you see and do what you do. I'm an artist, and when I get involved with a bunch of artists, we really go to town with the ideas, the possibilities of collaboratives.
Okay.
Anything that you can say to me that really consciously is a block for you? Because I didn't even let you talk. Spirit came right through.
No, because it was overwhelming. I was on my way. I went to the gym this morning at 5, and on my way, I was driving. I just felt like I was just going through the motions. I'm trying to make myself be happy, when you know, just to keep the energy up, and I'm just going through the motions. I just feel like I'm just going through the motions.
Yeah.
So this right here really did hit me. I had to pull over because I was driving. I had to pull over. Yeah.
Mm.
What town do you live?
That's getting me down in a sense, so that's why I'm trying to just stay positive.
What town do you live in? Are you near Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. I'm in Atlanta. I'm in Lafayette,
Georgia. All right. Go to the botanical gardens.
Okay.
Take a time off or go someplace that's beautiful to you, whether it's the botanical gardens or an art gallery or a church. Go someplace where there's beauty. Find as much beauty as you can. And give yourself that, because you need that inspiration.
Okay.
It's the big difference between swallowing vitamins as opposed to tasting phenomenal food. It's quite the different experience. So even if you do something where there is beauty that draws you to beauty, and that is the number one thing that's missing in your life, you believe you have beauty. And, you know, you could even do things like, let me sit here. Anything else regarding inspiration? Is there anything blocking you regarding inspiration? No, that's it. It's a simple formula.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
That's so good to hear your voice, Brenda.
Yes, I'm on my way to the trail, too.
See, this she used to listen to Circles of Prosperity when we were on a conference call.
Yes.
Bill. And she would be walking on the trail.
So and I just started back.
Yeah, and so now you just started back? So you're
I
at
just
the
started
gym.
Back this week, yeah.
Oh, my God, she's going to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning and walking. I know you're looking good, girl.
I
need to get out there with you.
Huh? Yeah, I think that's why I lost it, because at least when I was walking in the morning, outside, I was with nature, in a sense. I was more calmer. But, see, now I've been inside of a building every morning.
Right. So. All righty, well, Bill is giving you the answer.
Yes.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
and
you.
I'll
have
you
a great
know in 12
weekend.
Days. All right.
Okay. All righty. Call us in 12 days, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, regarding that homework assignment in the 12 days,
mm-hmm.
There's such a thing as wanting it so badly that you're blocking it. It's like a watched pot. I hope she hears this later, is that one of the things we have to do is respect, is relax into allowing it, just looking out for it, not in a tense, you know, way that makes us so focused that it's actually stress.
Right. Well, I think the way to do that is a healthy way to do it is an exciting, anticipation, as opposed to, I wonder if this is going to work. I wonder if this is going to work. I don't know if this is really, but if you're just like, oh, wow, I can't wait. This is going, I feel it coming. This past week, I have been going through that excited expectation. And I think that that's really where we want to be, in that excited expectation, knowing that it's going to come to pass. That's the
I received my surprise gift yesterday.
What did you
I'm
get?
Having by the Buddha Maitreya Center, I'm having the monks and the nuns create a etheric cross. It is the most beautiful thing possible. It's more like a square cube, 3 feet by 3 feet, with crystals and wire and magnets and gold, and it hangs. The energy of that piece, that Celtic, that etheric cross, radiates out 100 miles, they say, from where it's going to be in my home. It radiates, and I can put the names of my clients inside because it's very large and it's gold, real gold, and I can put people's names in prayer. It's a holy altar. It's called an etheric cross. And it is not a cheap thing to have created. And a client of mine from the past who's had me do things for her before says, we're gifting you the first half to get this started. And I said, wow, that's fantastic. Because I kept seeing it in my mind, and now it's being made. And it's going to help so many of my clients. Do we have another caller?
We do, but you know what? We're going to take a break for a moment and give homage to the Open Mind Center and a couple of other messages, and then we'll come back and take our next caller.
Great.
All righty.
The Open Mind Center is your all-inclusive home for instructive programs, wellness services, and products intended to heal your body, nourish your soul, and awaken your spirit. The Open Mind Center provides wellness and bodywork services such as yoga, massage therapy, energy healing, intuitive consultations, reflexology, and hypnosis. We also offer classes and workshops and house a holistic gift shop and bookstore, a tea room with free Wi-Fi, and a meditation room. At the Open Mind Center, we offer such a vast array of classes, activities, and services. You can meet all of your holistic health and spiritual wellness needs right under one roof. Less traveling for the body, more journeying for the soul. Conveniently located at 1574 Old Alabama Road
in Roswell, near the Holcomb Bridge exit on Georgia 400. Visit our website at www.theopenmindcenter.com or call 678-243-5074. The Open Mind Center, a place to be, a way to be.
I just wanted to remind everyone that next Friday we will have America's number one psychic on Circles of Prosperity, Michelle White Dove. I encourage you to call in early that day because the lines are going to be full. It's going to be an awesome Oracle Friday for us, and we're so honored that she would take the time out of her schedule to visit with us. Again, that's next Friday. Michelle White Dove will be on Oracle Friday. Also, keep in mind that this show will begin at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time as opposed to 7 a.m. 11 a.m. I encourage you also to go to the homepage on Blog Talk Radio for Circles of Prosperity and click on the reminder button for her show so that you make sure that you don't miss it at 11 o'clock, okay? And while you're there, you can go ahead and click on the follow button and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. So, Bill.
Yes.
You there?
I am here, but I'm all there.
All righty. You know, I'm playing your theme song here. Okay. Let's go to our next caller this morning. Good morning, 770. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. This is Charm.
Hi, Charm. How are you?
Great.
Wow, I love that. You have a question for Bill this morning?
Yes, my question is more of a health question. I'm trying to focus more on my health to make everything better inside and out. And I know that, or I felt like in the past that it might have been holding me back, and I just feel like if I'm taking control over it a little more, do you see better possibilities?
Do you have specific things that you're working on? What's the number one health challenge, if you can share that on the air?
My weight.
Okay. So I'm taking out the pendulum and I'm saying, can I douse for this woman? Yes, state your name again, please.
Charm.
Charm, okay. Of the 56 set points, yes. Is it a single digit? Yes. What is the number one thing? Category 26. Category 26 is, oh, look at this. I love this work. This is so accurate. It's like looking at your odometer to see, in fact, just how fast you're going. Category 26 is negative beliefs, negative thoughts, and memories about your having to deal with this issue. And some of the belief or the block is from inheritance. You've inherited this from others, from your family. Some of it is self-imposed, the self-talk, and some of it is by people that you associate with. So you can transform the weight, shape-shift, totally change on a cellular level, you know, not overnight, but a lot quicker than you know by shifting the energy. Charm, it is, oh, my God, 85 rise. It is 90% negative beliefs, thoughts, and memories that you have about this issue. So would you say that this has been something you've been struggling with for quite a while?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's exactly it. You know, it's very, very hard. See yourself almost like you're in this beautiful car that is a custom car, and it's built for speed. But you've got your foot on the gas, and you're stuck in the mud, and it's in park, and you're stepping on the gas. That's frustrating. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of chi. You're getting deeper and digging deeper into the mud, and this beautiful vehicle that wants to go ahead in your life and in your future, which is your body, wants to drive towards health, wants to drive toward the future and the destinations of your choice. And so this stagnation is coming from the weight issue. So, first of all, while we're talking, I'm going to neutralize and scramble the negative beliefs, the negative thoughts, the negative memories about your weight that you've taken on because of inherited through the family. You know, your health issue has been handed down through your belief in your self-talk about yourself, and also with other people that you associate with or around who are not health conscious, they do not encourage you or encourage themselves to get better. In other words, the more I started hanging around with people who are eating raw and organic foods and not Wendy's and not fast food and not soda, you know, if I'm hanging around those people, I'm going to do the same because we are creatures of influence. But if I'm around people that are into people who have almost passed away with cancers, people that were very, very heavy or were not happy, people who could not put on weight, people who could not feel good, who said, I feel so much better because I'm doing the right foods. You have clubs that people join, whether it's Jenny Craig or the gym, where that people are excited about life and are willing to take a transformational aspect to it. But number one belief is, probability, not the possibility, the probability that you're going to be able to see this change in such a way that it's fun, that it's enjoyable, that it's not struggle and it's not hard. And as I'm saying this, the pendulum, and I'm asking Archangel Michael to bring to you, there we go, 80%, your body, your heart wants this to happen, 80%. Number one word for you, and I want you to hear this, is alkalinity. If your saliva in the morning, urine, morning urine and urine, morning saliva, you can test and see if your diet is acidic or if it's alkaline. And there's a book, and I swear by it, she's one of my best friends. Tony is an author, and she's all across the U.S. now. She's with Hay House. This book is called Get Clean, Go Green, Eco Diet, and just the smoothies and the salad recipes alone are worth, I mean, you can live on a blender. The other thing, too, for you, Charm, is you have to move. I lead an ecstatic dance every week and twice a month. To be able to move and dance, even if you get the music going in your house, you, a trampoline to move around and get vibration, you want to get the body to move, to move, to move, because the lymphatic system that you're dealing with is clogged, and it needs the vitality of new electrical impulses in your body to get you to shake off some of the toxicity emotionally, as well as lymphatic. There's so many easy ways. The other thing, too, is bless your drinking water. Take the time, and if you can, to drink alkaline water, not in plastic bottles, but from machines, if you could find a way to get really good drinking water, because our water has been poisoned with petrochemicals, and it keeps us stagnant so that we cannot flush out the toxins of yesterday. But above all, you are willing for a physical transformation of your health. And you are willing to receive the power of knowledge as to what to eat and what not to eat. And you are also willing to have the commitment to change your beliefs that you cannot do it to, I will do it. I will do this, and without struggle, I will make this fun, I will make this wonderful. And there are three people in your life that you can have come in and show up that want to do it together so you have a team, so it's not just you.
Amen.
If you took first thing in the morning, 8-ounce glass, and drank 2 8-ounce glasses of water before anything else, before you brush your teeth or anything, that automatically hydrates you and starts getting rid of the toxicity of what you ate the day before, because there are toxins in a lot of our foods.
Mm.
But get that book, Get Clean, Go Green. I think it's www.newearthwisdom. But it's Tony, T-O-N-I, Tony, T-O-N-E-Y. Her book is so inspiring about the spirit, the Holy Spirit that's in live food. You're going to feel and think differently.
Wow. Hey, Charm.
Yes.
Baba Reed Evans is going to be teaching us Living Beyond Belief, and it's all about the connection between the mind-body-spirit connection. But in that, he is going to be teaching us new ways of eating. So I think he'll be on beginning in April. You definitely want to follow him. It's going to be awesome. We're going to go through detox and
okay.
everything together. So it's going to be awesome.
Yes, and I just wanted to say what he just told me. It just hit so close. He was totally, totally accurate. I just downloaded an app so I can keep counting my calories. I have the Vitamix blender, and I've been saying I just want to substitute some meals and eat it in there. And I got the crystal water, fountain water machine. So I love how the universe put it all in place for me to just do it. But I have
What's so cool about that, what's so wonderful for you is that if you did nothing else but by in the morning until 12 o'clock noon, if you did fruit smoothies and like fresh fruit, organic food, and there's a label on food now that doesn't have any chemicals and it's organic. People say organic food's too expensive. No, it isn't. Illness is expensive. So when you have fresh mango and fresh pineapple and banana and you have smoothies, if you did just all fruits until 12 o'clock and then your leafy greens and your proteins, stay away from carbs, we know that, as much as you can. Within a month, even if you don't drop a pound, your emotional health will change so much. It won't matter, and it will just happen on its own. You know, don't even look at a scale. Just do those things, and your body, your emotions will be filled with light because you're putting light, Holy Spirit, conscious food that's alive. Nothing package, nothing. If it's got a label on it and it's packaged, you don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
major
tell me about
that's a good rule of thumb.
That makes it easy. That cuts out most of the store.
Yes.
You say, oh, I don't even have to walk down those aisles. It's garbage, garbage, garbage. Listen,
we're becoming a nation of chemivores. Not carnivores, but chemivores.
That's so true.
Right.
I have a question for Charm.
Yes?
Tell us about this water machine that you have.
Oh, it's just the crystal water service. We had an extra ones at the office. I said I want to take one home.
Oh, okay.
We had so many. So, yeah, I'm just using that. And I know my mother, she was telling me about this coffee. And at first she told me to stay away from the coffee because the caffeine is not good for me because I noticed, like, my heart, like, it feels like it's beating faster. And then, like, I don't know, it's because of so many accidents. And I feel like the weight, I've been having, you know, same back problems and stiffness. And it just feels like blockage when it comes down to me trying to meditate and things. So I just feel like if I just look at my health all the way around and everything else should just flow.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Bill, you have any other information for her?
Well, I would say, number one, you know, get that book. I mean, that book is so worthy. It's my Bible. It sits on my counter. And not only is Tony a dear friend of mine now, and she's going to be the most forefront person in the nation as far as leading people to get the physical bodies ready for the shift and the change of the new age. I mean, we cannot live an acidic diet, but an alkaline diet, disease can't live there. And so as we start being committed to those things as a holy practice, we're going to see money come to us. We're going to see relationships. Our self-esteem grows because we're aligned with the foods that will recalibrate and shape-shift us to the beautiful people that we are.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's awesome. Okay. Thank you so much, Charm. Good luck.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. you know, I think everybody's kind of getting motivated to clean up their act because spring is coming and then summer will be here. You know, we have to shed all those extra pounds that
right.
we put on for the winter.
Right.
You know, I want to remind people, if you want to have a reading with Bill Bowers this morning, I started to call you Dr. Reggie. With Bill Bowers, you can call us at 914-338-0590 and press 1. We have modern-day mystic Bill Bowers with us today, and he is just so amazing. You know, what I love about your readings is how gentle and loving they are. You're just amazing.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to our next caller. Area code 443, you're on the air.
Good morning, my sister. How are you?
Oh, my dear, lovely Cody. How are you, baby?
I am good. Good morning, Bill.
It's really good to hear your voice there, Cody. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. You know, it was very good to hear telling the last caller about the book, and I didn't get all the information. I think you said go clean, get clean, go green.
Yeah, and then ECO, eco diet.
E-C-O.
So get clean, go green, eco diet.
ECO diet. Okay, who's the author?
Tony, T-O-N-I.
Uh-huh.
And then the last name is Tony, T-O-N-E-Y.
T-O-E-Y?
Yeah, T-O-N-E-Y. Tony,
oh,
Tony.
T-O-N-E-Y. Okay.
Yeah. She went to the island of Greece and went into the Cave of the Revelations right there on the island of Greece and the island of Patmos where John received the revelation, the book of the Bible, Revelations, and was given vision about how getting the bodies ready, the physical bodies ready for the change of the new order of things to, which were upon us now, this Aquarian age. And the four food groups are earth, fire, sun, and water. And so foods that are hydrating, foods that have earth in them, foods that have oxygen in them, you know, leafy greens, these foods have come into our lives. These foods have always been there since the beginning to keep us to be fully, fully alive and awake and rejuvenated. And I got to tell you, at 59, I'm looking younger than I did 10 years ago. I'm looking better than I did 5 years ago because of these principles. Now, you, Cody, what little bit I know of you in our interaction before, have been having some major changes, have you not? I mean, I can feel in hearing your voice that you've grown in more faith. You're not letting things worry you as much. And add to that a really alkaline diet so that your pH balance is 7.2, that you eat the right foods, you're going to be more creative as far as creating your life. And I also get, without any pendulum, without anything, Holy Spirit's on me, that it's okay for you to move in new directions and to do things at your young age, not your old age, at your age to create new experiences and new explorations. It's time for you to move on.
Woo! Woo!
For that matter, move out.
You know, it's so funny how the universe... You know, let me share a quick, you know, little story with you, and you're definitely right. Now, I'm not feeling that great right now. I'm lying. I do feel like I need to. I got motivated listening to you about this book because I know that's the truth, and I know I'm not doing it. So I know it's time to get on my horse and do this. You know. But the other
I wouldn't have you get on your horse. I'd have you get on your blender and start making smoothies.
Yeah, and I'm a blender. She'll tell you, I'm a blender, you know. But I tell you, when you go to a period and you know all the right things, you know, I listen to Circles of Prosperity. I've been to Aaron Wickmore's. I've been to Brenda Cobb's. A brother that introduced me to the show, him and I started it. We was in Puerto Rico together doing Ann Whitmore. But my point in essence is simply this. What has transpired with me, it seems like I've been just, my energy level is so low, you know, and I think I feel so overwhelmed.
Well, okay.
my business is like plummeted. I can't seem to, you know, make no headway with it. And that's why when you said that piece about the time to go on, time to change some things, I am so in touch with that. At least I want to be, you know?
All right, so of the 56 set points on my dowsing wheel regarding these stagnation and blocks, what's the number one block we can remove off of Cody this morning? Is it a single digit? No. Is it a double digit? Yes. Okay, so give me the numbers. Number 27, what's the second number? Number 27. Okay, so 77 is 14, 54. Category 54. The number one thing that we want to try to remove off you this morning is, you won't believe it, your lymphatic system. So we're talking about diet. Your lymph. You need to sweat, Cody. You need to sweat, whether you run, jog, or something, and you need to jump and move to get your lymphatics to drain. You also need to do salt baths. Your lymphatic system is clogged 70%. And if I were to be able to walk in, spend a day with you, and see what your diet is, there's some major things that have to change there too. But you need to move. You need to sweat out glands. You need salt baths to detox. I'm going to neutralize and scramble the clogged energy of your lymphatic system right now.
Spell it.
Your lymph, L-Y-M-P-H-A-T-I-C. L-Y-M-P-H-A-T-I-C. Your lymphs, L-Y-M-P-H, lymphs, your lymph system. Those are glands, and they process out, after you've eaten, the energy, you know, pills, medications, foods, you know, alcohol, anything you drink. Your lymphatic system is what drains out the toxins to go out of the body through sweat and also through, of course, you know, the way you eliminate. But 70% negative, we're neutralizing and scrambling that. It's taking a while. So now we're going to take the pendulum over the wheel, and I've got a really powerful pendulum I'm using right now. It's pure copper with magnet and gold. We're restructuring so that your body wants to shift to a cleared lymphatic system. Lymph nodes, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much did you take it? Well, 60%. I'd like it to be higher, but I guess it really is up to you. So let's ask Archangel Michael for now to clear it 100%. By 8 o'clock tonight, you should be seeing a difference. Here's another thing for you, Cody. Like I said to Charm, first thing in the morning, and bottled water is not good. I mean, I have a water machine. It's an expensive one, but I needed it way back. And I bought Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. But there are different alkalizing water machines that you can actually go and get 5 gallons and be able to use the tap water, Brita, and other kind of water filters that just water through a charcoal filter. That's not enough. Our water needs to be restructured. So if you can get a good alkaline water and get an 8-ounce glass, and you in particular, because you're a tall man, three, and it's going to sound like you're drowning, but 3 8-ounce glasses, 24 ounces of water, first thing in the morning. You want to talk about flushing out the lymphatic system. Trampoline's a good thing to do. 5 minutes on a trampoline and that vortex of gravity up and down. You'd be surprised what that does for the lymphatics, for the cardiovascular, and what it can do for your health to shake up life, so that you're able to move about with more of your life force circulating through the body better than it does. You do not want to get up and go right to a desk. You do not want to get up and sit. You want to get up and move.
Okay. Wow. Well, as always, I certainly appreciate you, and you're right on time. And I was listening to you as you were telling the other call about that exercise piece. And you know, it's all relative. You know, you've got to do these things, you know. And I thank you so
one
much.
One of the most beautiful things, you know, Dr. Reggie and Cindy and I were talking about if I come up to Atlanta, one of the most beautiful things you can do for yourself, all of us, is to dance. I dance every week because it involves the heart. It gets you moving. It opens up the emotions. You get to do some sweating, and you get to have an expression of creativity. That's all. We are all about the dance of life. In fact, the name of my program is Life Dance, Ecstatic Music and Motion for Your Soul. And it is something that the ancients have known all along. All the indigenous tribes have danced for, they've danced for the harvest. They've danced for the hunt. Native Americans have been known for doing dances of war to really vibe up the spirit to go on with life and adds color to your everyday life.
Yeah. You know, that's so interesting. You know, every time you see a play or a movie or something, you know, before they get Steam Award, that they do a dance, you know. And I never looked at it that way, you know.
Tribal drumming brings into the ancient core our primal nature of being physical, human animals on the earth, and tribal drumming is one of the things we do in the music mix. Then the symphony of the strings that bring us and raise us to the heavens, and then that, you know, funk and R&B and some music with some wonderful lyrics, you know, these are the things that make us worth living. We're not automatons. And it's time for you to move on and move out.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Kurt. Good to hear from
you. As always, I appreciate you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you, my sister, Dr. Reggie. Thank you.
Okay. Bill?
Yeah.
Hey, Cody. We're going to go to our next caller, Cody.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Trish from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful. You have a question for Bill this morning?
I do, Bill. I have a question around career. I have a couple opportunities kind of swirling in the wind, and I'm wondering, you know, which one's going to pan out?
Are you in a relationship?
I'm not.
Okay. Can you go back to the time when you really had a relationship that when you first met and it felt like it was just meant to be?
2008.
Okay, well, just visualize and feel it. You don't have to describe it or give us a name. But you know when you first meet someone and you know that there's something there and you can feel those butterflies, you can feel that anticipation and getting to know someone and the chemistry before a word's being said?
I do.
Okay, bring that forward, pay that forward into career. Pay that forward as if it's almost, if I may, excuse me, everyone, as if it was orgasmic. Allow yourself to have a love affair with the career that's about to come your way. Recognize and know that they want you. What you really, really want, really, really, really wants you. And allow yourself to have a karmic destiny, meant to be situation with work now so that you can be better than you've been before. And going even further, inspiration is very, very important right now for you. So be in love with life and be in love with everything. Let's see where we are. The 56 set points. Is there any blocks? Yes. Single digit? Yes. What's the category? Category is category 9. In category 9, the number one block we want to pull off of you, spirits of victimization and codependency. So spirits of victimization, actual entities around you that want you to feel codependent or victimized, 80% negative. Let's neutralize and scramble that right now. The reason why I'm doing this is because we're going to go to your question, but this has to be cleared up so that the question gets answered and that the rest of the week you have a flowing current of decision-making and vision. And as you walk into either possibilities, there's even a third coming, another one possibly, a position for work, they're going to walk in like, we need and want this person. We need her, not you need them. Look at this. This is moving. Cleared. Raise the frequency, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael. Archangel Michael deals with your spiritual health. Gabriel deals with your earthly concerns, food, clothing, shelter. Melchizedek. Oh, wow. The order of Melchizedek comes through, wanting to bless you. The work that you are and should be doing that is of your highest good is both mental and creative. It's like left brain and right brain. You don't want to do work that's all left brain logical without any creativity. You've got to have creativity as well as logical thinking mind. Am I right?
You're right.
Yep. Your body sucked this up 100%. You were ready to go. This, the pendulum is now spirit of liberation, spirit of independence. There's got to be some artwork, something creative to what you're doing. Has to have it, whether it's in an artistic environment or it's something that you get to do with illustration or layout. I don't know what it is, but artwork is very, very, very important. It's like the difference between going to a fast food restaurant where it's all commercial and going into a restaurant that's very zen or very, very ethnic. That sense of feeling of ambience is very important to you right now, and then you will need to create that.
Okay.
Okay, so question. You have two possibilities, correct?
I have two possibilities, and it's interesting that you said you see a third. I had a third, and the job was put on hold this week.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's going to come back or not.
Okay. So let's do this. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. I was going to say let's look between one or the other, which one is beneficial or would be better for you. More importantly is as you sit right now with me, and I've just cleared stuff off of you, see yourself with it between now and in a, I'll say, 60-mile radius. You're the center of the universe, okay? And around you where you're sitting right now, in a 60-mile radius, are possibilities of employment, part-time employment, joint effort employment, just different projects that are coming to you. You're in the center, and they're coming to you. The offers are coming to you. And see yourself having to choose between that one, or that one as to what suits you. So you're not filling out applications. They're filling out applications for you, please, will you work for us kind of deal. Reverse it energetically. And just like we go through our lives meeting people from day to day, we turn around even after relationships end, and this is relationships of work or relationships of soulmates and lovers, and goodbyes are many times are the beginnings of new hellos. So one hello is how it starts. You know, and it starts off with the vibrational feeling that I am looked at with love and respect and value. You carry that with you. You vibe on that when you have phone conversations and interviews. And that's what you want to go by. And it has to be creative. See yourself as an artisan or as an artist in the craft of what you do. And see new job scope. So it's adding things you've not done before that you're bringing to the fore with your life skills. That inspires you as you inspire them. You have got to have for yourself a destiny career right now. And that will help you to be of service to the rest of your life and to others. Do you have children?
I don't.
No, good. So you have the ability to put that energy into you. Many people have to try to stay inspired and try to find work and then come home and have to take care of the kids. You don't have that. You have the ability now to really self-love and self-nurture yourself of value. You took it 100%. The energy has been cleared for the day. And just whatever you can do to stay inspired, but know that someone needs you. You don't need the jobs need you, and that will get you a lot further as things show up and align with that frequency.
Great. Do I have time for one more question, or do you need to go?
I'm going to hang out.
I just want to make sure there's no other callers waiting. I didn't want to hold them up.
Wait a minute. This is your time.
Okay. quick question. So I loved what you said, and I love the fact of how you told me to approach this. So now I have to ask you, I'm in the middle of a real estate dispute, and I'm at my wit's end. I've done everything to try to resolve it, and now I'm going to have to, and now I believe I'm going to have to hire an attorney to resolve it. And
all right, now listen, in my dowsing frequency, I've got three or four different people going through lawsuits from divorce to wrongful termination of employment to actually being hurt on the job. If you call me, anyone online can call me at 828-216-9039.
Okay.
And also go to my website, www.billbowersguidance.com. We can do an assessment on this situation because I have been involved in court cases. And we can see the probability of the outcome now. We can douse and measure the honesty of the lawyers and the judges. And we can also alter that for the highest good as we bring in the frequency of justice.
Wow, that sounds great. Really appreciate it. I will do
that. The diagnostic is free. So if anybody wants a free diagnostic on any subject, I give that for free. And then when people hear what it, oh, my God, that makes so much sense. Well, I hadn't even thought about that part of it. Then we go to contract. You know, I get contracted by people. And with the new etheric cross I've got coming and my new pendulum work, it seems to be going deeper and more efficient than before. It's not just all me having to do the work. So, yeah, give me a call. We'll talk about that.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have time for just one more call this morning. Area code 917, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hey, Bill, it's Alton Weeks, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hello,
how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, I have a quick question. I'm going through a relationship change, and I just want to know, what is the future? I know that change has to happen. I'm in agreement with that. You know, I've learned the lesson. It's time to move forward.
Well, you know that when endings are beginnings, they're beginnings of new ways of creating and being. And were you in your relationship, were you living together or were you living separate?
Living together.
Yeah, okay. So that's a major change, okay? And it's like, let me see here. First of all, of this relationship, let's see how much this is affecting other choices. Of the 56 set points, single digit, yes. What's the number one thing that we need to terminate? Category 22, is that correct? Yes, 22. Category 22 is, here's the thing, oh my God, the percentage of your original soul that you came in with at birth has been fragmented. So you've not been yourself because of this. And it has affected you 80%. It's almost like, you know, when we're born without any trauma per se other than the birth itself, but our original soul can be half out of our body and half in. And people have been known to be walking around like that because of trauma. So we're going to collect your soul and going to neutralize and scramble the fragmentation of your soul that this relationship has cost you. And you're going to find that each week and month goes by as you gain more of the self back, not giving half of it to someone else or taking in someone else's persona because of their being in denial, you're trying to process it. And it's the same thing for them and you. So it was a co-agreement. That's being neutralized. Raise a frequency of soul integration. Fragmented soul no longer, completely put back in and solidified and magnified. Let's raise the spirit of independence. Forgiveness, forgive them, forgive you, and very, very important, and 100% clear. So as far as your future goes, regarding anything else, that has to start with having the ability to know that it's not about justice, but about being fair. So from now on, where you are not fair in this relationship, own the stuff that you brought to the table, not blame. And clear that and change that around because you're taking your baggage with you wherever you go.
Right.
And I get that physical move may not be a bad idea for sure, even away from the area, if you can consider that, because when people break up, people know each other as couples, but when you go someplace where no one knows you, they only know you as to who you are now, not a week ago,
right,
not a year ago. And that has to happen because gossip, opinions, you know, those are like persons.
Mm-hmm.
And that can affect the way you feel about yourself because you can feel people judging you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that
and that's what's happening. I'm going, we're still in the state of New York, but I'm going to a different city.
Totally.
So.
Yeah, yep. That's right.
So thank you. Right on. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Hey, Alvin, before you hang up, there's somebody who wants to say hi to you.
I do. It's Reggie.
Dr. Reggie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there just trying to navigate through life, you know, with its challenges and blessings and trying to stay focused. And
I saw some of the work you did online. It is absolutely magnificent. It's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Hey,
thank you. I'm just trying to keep it going, and I just want to use my talent to help those that, you know, can use what I do while I'm here on Earth.
Yeah.
Listen, Alton, we want to put some of your stuff in our store. We're getting ready to carry some products online.
Fantastic. So you got my contact off my Facebook, right?
Yes, I do.
And you just contact me, and we'll make it happen.
All righty. I am so excited about that.
I'm so excited about you guys, too.
Oh, thank you. We love you, baby.
We love you, and I love you, too. Good
All
talking
right.
to you.
Right.
So we'll see you soon.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Oh, my God. He does awesome work. His cards are just
beautiful.
They are
breathtaking. What does he do?
I should have had him tell you what he does, but he makes cards, these greeting cards, and they're absolutely beautiful. I mean, they're one of a kind cards.
Right.
You won't go and buy them. Yeah.
They're truly inspired.
They really are. It's just amazing. So we'll get some of them and pictures of them and get them up on our site because they're absolutely beautiful and have him on to talk about his work because he just completely transformed his life. He moved to New York and just went. I mean, he just shot up like a comet. It was just the most amazing thing.
That's just it. When stagnation and lack of inspiration, a sense of futility, and things like that happen. Who's going to do it for you, Mommy? I mean, the thing is that your direct connection, my direct connection, you know, you guys know I've been going through my challenges as well with health. But from that, after a while, you get to the point where, wait a minute, I, by my choice, by what I stand for thriving and stand for living and stand for wanting to walk through stuff. I mean, Reggie, you always say you have to get to something, you have to go through something. But you don't stop in the middle of the tunnel. You keep going to the light, and that's what's most important. And so, see, he's a good example of that. And now with this relationship ending, after the recalibration of his soul, watch him go even further.
Wow. Well, listen, we're down to the last minute and a half of our show. I just want to give out your information again. Your website is www.BillGuidance.com.
BillBowersGuidance.com.
BillBowersGuidance.com. And your phone number, Bill?
828-216-9039. Here in sunny Siesta Key, Sarasota, Florida.
All righty.
And call for your free or email me for your free diagnostic on any blocks that are really major that have to be removed so you can flow.
Oh, that's awesome. Make sure you tell him that you heard about him on Circles of Prosperity, too. All righty. Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our closing prayer? And before we go, again, we want to thank the Open Mind Center in Roswell, Georgia, for sponsoring Oracle Friday this week.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beautiful, magnificent, and awe-inspiring message delivered to the heart of Bill Cobb. Let everyone who hears the broadcast be blessed, empowered, enlightened and sanctified by the renewing and renewing of the Holy Spirit. That really go forth in enlightenment and in power as they walk of the way. And heal up. We believe this is so, and so it is.